I understand we are spending a lot of time on Roma with Tashmish, so I want to spend some time on it today, and I guess an overview, introductory overview of Roma with Tashmish. It's not such a Nogei Lamaisa Simon, meaning I don't know anybody who's come across it. Have you anybody who's come across it?
So I heard of it. In my day, it's supposedly the case.
Supposedly.
In Lakewood, New Jersey.
Uh-huh. I just want to say one thing, though, Rabbi.
Twice in the Rabbanim told it to be not until they figure it out.
Right. Okay. So
if the male, by the way, has an illness that's caused him to bleed, then it would be common.
Okay, it could be, but it should be easy to figure that out, that it's from...
Yeah, I'm not saying it's hard to figure out. I'm just saying what I'm saying. I'll give you a common case.
Right.
The male has a problem.
Yeah, there are ways that there could be blood found after Tashmish.
Right, exactly.
Yes, so correct. It would be... You'd be hard-pressed to find it. First of all, it would have to be that a woman is doing bedikos the first three times, which we discussed earlier. We'll come back around to if it's even a chiyuv today for a woman's time to do the bedikos the first three times. But let's say she is, and you're 100% correct that... If a Rav is made aware of the fact that the woman is seen down the first two times, so that's the time to act, right? That's the time to act and tell her to, and them to go and see the medical professionals so that they can get the interventions that are needed. It is hard to figure out that there would be a medical reason that a woman would be Roa Machmas Tashmish Mamish, right? That the Tashmish would cause the Riyas Hadam, but if there is some factor that's causing that to coincide, which would make her into halachic roa machmas tashmish, so the idea is to head it off, of course. So the Gemara itself is in Nida, and you guys, I assume, saw the Gemara inside. If I can find the page of Samach Vav, I believe it is. And the Gemara here has this din. Yeah, Samach Hei Mebe, Samach Vav. So she's got once, twice, three times, three strikes, you're out. And she's now muhzekes to be roa da machmas tashmish till she marries another. And then when she marries the next guy, then she can see again. Why? Because lo kol it's both shavos. It's very possible that whatever factor is causing her to see da machmas tashmish the first husband would not be the same from the second husband. Good. Sees from the second husband again. So then three times, because the Shamish Aishis Garish Vitnas Lacher, Nisis Lacher, but also Damach was Tashmish. Shemesh is Parmishon Vishni Vishlishis. So if she sees Damach Tashmish, then one, two, three times. There is a discussion in the postkin, which I'm sure you came across already, if it's three times or four times. In other words, is it that she's Shemesh is Parmishon Vishlishis after the Riyas Damach was Tashmish? Or is that Parm Rishon Shni Vishlishis mean including that first time? Then, Lo Tishamish Ad She Tivdok Atzmos. Then she can't be Mishamish until she does a Bedika. Right? So, Tosos is Medayik from Rashi, that Perish Bekunjus Mibia Shlishis Veilach Tishamish Ayide Bedika. Veloma Tisgarish. So, this woman, now husband number three, third time around, and now she has seen Da Machmas Tashmish, so she should be Mishamish Ayide Bedika. Why should she get divorced? Mitok Lashonu Mashma Dasur L'Rishna Filu Bedika. That's what Rashi's Lashon is Mashma that the first husband, no, Bedika is not an option. Second husband, Bedika is not an option. It's that she's already tried three husbands and been Roa Machmas Tashmish three times. Now Bedika is an option, before that, not. Tosos brings Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam disagrees, and he holds no. Mat l'rishon bedika, right? The Brisa says beferish, ajit isgarish. So v'yesh lahamid Brisa kishena rotsa litroch bedika. She doesn't like him that much. She's not gonna bother with bedika. Osheni yodas livdok, or she doesn't know. And he brings down chaimash b'yerushalmi perik damanita. So I would have thought that would be a bit of a dachuk answer. She's talking about a woman either doesn't know how to do bedika, the first husband, or does Bedika, or rather does not want to do Bedika with the first husband, but the post can bring down like Rebbeinu Tam, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch like Rebbeinu Tam, that even the first husband is Muteres Al Yidei Bedika, whether we rely on Bedikos today, so that's a different conversation which I want to come back around to. The Gemara itself does not here say how long after Tashmish is considered Rav Machlis Tashmish. Meaning, what is the Geder HaDvarim? So, woman, let's say, sees Dam after Tashmish 6 hours later every time. So, if she's Dutch, it's an hour later. Right? She's Dam after Tashmish, whatever, an hour, 2 hours, 6 hours later, each time. Okay. Would you say she's Rav Machlis Tashmish? I would think, Vaday, not. Good. She's down 5 minutes after Tashmish. Would you consider Rav Machlis Tashmish or not? Okay, 4 minutes. Where do you draw the line, right?
Didn't it say, I thought it said you have to examine the person. She has to examine herself right away.
Oh, so it's not here on Samach Vav. It's back on Daf Yudalad. The Gemara talks about a woman who finds Dam immediately after Tashmish. And the Gemara there gives two different perspectives on what's called osio, meaning what would be the time frame for a woman to find Dam Akre Tashmish, which would make both she and him, make both her and him rather, Tmeyam Mitoras Badai, and Chayav and Akorba. So, says the Gemara, what is the Akher Zman? So, Amr Belazar, if she has the shear, which is the shear brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the tour actually takes the other opinion here. Shulchan Aruch, if there is a time to put her hand under the pillow, grab the cloth, and to do a bedika, within that shear would be considered an immediate. After that, not. Right? So, therefore, the Ro'a Machmas Tashmish is not that she's Ro'a Machmas Tashmish, that's not the problem. Meaning, if a woman becomes a Nida after she has B every time, okay, so it'll be a very short cycle, right? She'll come back from mikvah, they'll have bia, she'll have dam, and then she'll go 5 and 7 again. That's not a problem. I mean, they can choose if they want to live like that. They can choose they don't want to live like that, but it's not halachically a problem. Mm. The problem is that the Ro'a Machlis Tashmish is that she's Ro'a B'Shas Tashmish. And so when she's Ro'a B'Shas Tashmish, in that case, you have a real serious problem. Right? Obviously, then you have a serious Boel Nida concern, both for him and her. So I would throw out the first question, which is an obvious question, and that is the following. Is a Ro'a Machmas Tashmish a Dil Raisa or Dirabon? Woman who's Muchzekis to see Machmas Tashmish 3 times. So is the Isser Tashmish with the husband there a Dil Raisa or Dirabon? Okay. So it may depend whether you hold Vestos or Dioraisa Dirabon. Right? Could be that it's totally in our Vestos Dioraisa Dirabon, meaning you're arguing that this is a Vesas. Right? Arguing this is a Vesas, and so just like a woman can be Kovas Vesas, Kovtsa, Akhla Shum, like Tosos brings down here, right? Tosos brings down, I'm on Tesvav. Right, she has nemonos to say she has a maka. Right, for Rebbe Forish to feel the Rebbe Mo the Baruah Machmas Tashmish, the boy Gimel Zimnin. Even Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe 2 or 3 times Chazaka, Baruah Machmas Tashmish needs 3 times Lachzuka. Dumya dahach deleel, Damar liyamim beis. Ulamash Shlomo nuchachomim Gimel, kigon ach lashum opil polen. For the Rebbe Tlosimni, so Rebbe requires for certain vestos like ach lashum or kofts of alike 3 times. The same thing here. So Tosos is mashma very much that this is midin vesas. And therefore, to be toloi in the shaila is our vestos del raisi derabon. And if you hold like the node of shita, well, first of all, machoks we showed him. Say, if you hold the shita, you hold vesas derabon. But onus samukh levesas is del raisi. This is an onus samukh levesas. Vizaitem espinei yisrael mitu mashlam. Mikan. As Harul ben Yisrael, Shivish Mizem, Onus Samach Levesas. You have the Onus Samach Levesas, and therefore, there would be a potential Dil Raisa concern. If you hold Vestos Derabanan, then Lichoritz Derabanan concern. So, I want to show you that the idea that this is a Vesas seems to be Muchruch at first in the Shach, but the Kresi Uplesi is Matmiya on the Shach. Is that the case or not? And that's part two of the question, which is the following. The Shach brings it down if you got there yet. So I'll throw out the question. If you got there, it's Beferish in the Shach. A woman is Roa Machmas Tashmish during the 80 days after she has a girl. Right? It's Kimat not benim to that a woman should become Tehora during the 40 days after a boy, but 80 days after a girl, very much benim so. So let's say, for argument's sake, that she was Roa Machmas Tashmish twice before. And now, in the 80-day period after having a girl, she's Roa Machmas Tashmish a third time. Or, let's say, she wasn't Roa Machmas Tashmish at all. But now, in the 80-day period that after she has a girl, she's got a very packed 80 days. Very, very busy. And she's Roa Machmas Tashmish three times in those 66 days after the first 2 weeks of Tumah. Math can work out. It could be possible. She's Roa Machmas Tashmish each time, and then goes to Mikvah. So you could have, within 66 days, three different cycles of Roa Machmas Tashmish. Okay, is she Asura or not?
No.
Why not?
Well,
okay, but we don't hold the Dam Torah.
But that's
good. The Shach says like you. The Shach says exactly what you say. And the Shach says this, that we're makbid to treat Dam Tohor as Tomei, which is not even in the Shas, as we pointed out. So, yeah, correct. It is a Chumrah we are makbid on. But Lamaisa, to Ligar Shemi Baila, that would not be the case, right? Mm-hmm. It's Sivkot and Lama Beis in the Shach. Nearly Dafka Ral Salachar Lema Gimel Zachar Vesamachov in the Kippur. We're talking about a woman who sees Dam Achmas Tashmish after Leda, and whether or not we can be totally on the fact that she has the weakness from the Leda to make it a different cheshbon. So he says, Dafka Achalami Gibbazach Vesamachov in the Kippur, he means the 33 after the 7 and the 66 after the 14. Aval Toch Hazman Azeh, Kevin Dimenadin Dam Toru, Ukilakamon Simon Kuf Tzari Dalit, Nira De'ein Lahotzi Ishimi Baila Bishvil Kach. We're going to take the Chumrah that we treat Dam Torah like Tomei, and now on top of it, Motzi Ishimi Baila, right? Nidich Miru Aidna Shlo Livol Al Dam Torah, Hainu Latzmon, right? So he's very interesting Shach. He says, you want to take a Chumrah on yourself that you're not going to be Baal Dam Torah, Gesund Eid. But Avalola Otsi Mi Baila. Now, to say that I'm going to force the woman to be Otsi Mi Baila, that would not be the case. Either the woman's chumrah, not to be Baal on Dam Torah, that's okay, but you can't make her get divorced, or the man's chumrah. B'chi ha'ikav m'kos v'atur m'chav v'posim v'kav v'sim k'ftani s'im b'beis, k'av v'kesim, d'im y'shilosu l'yoshef z'dam Torah, tol l'ba, v'l'mazan azeh. So, by kesim as well, you find the same svara, that we'll be able to be tola on Yosheves al Dam Torah, even though we're Machmer al Dam Torah, we'll live al Dam Torah. Good, good, wonderful. So says the Shach, if the woman is during the 66 days after having the girl, or the 33 days after the boy, and she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish, we're not going to ask her al Baila. Frank the crazy place in 1 second. I don't chap. What does Dam Torah have to do with this? What does he mean? He says, I don't chap. There is a machlokes in the Gemara Nida, as I assume we've seen already a number of times, whether it is mayon echod or shtei mayonos, right? Is it mayon achas, that is a Torah timoso, va Torah tiaroso, Rav Shita, or I think it's Rabbi Chanina who's cholik and says, no, shtei mayonos say, one's nistum and one's niftok, the nafkamina is if she shofas, right? If a woman bleeds straight through from day 14 to 15, or from day 80 to 81, right, on both ends. So do you assume it's the same Mayon, it's the same Tomo, same Tara? Or do you say, no, it flips when the calendar flips, regardless of where it comes from. We paskin like Rab, it's Mayon Achas. It's one place, it's the same Mikor, and the Torah Timaso, Va Torah Taroso. So says the crazy placey, so this woman has established that she is Roa Machmas Tashmish, right? The physical facts of this woman's existence are that Tashmish Amit is going to cause Dam to come out. So the fact that the Dam that came out today is Dam Tor, not going to help you when it comes out tomorrow when it's Dam Tameh. So if she now has been muhzekes to see dam three times, and that dam is tohor this time, it's not going to help you. Well, the next time, that dam is going to come out. That, in other words, now ask me, do I expect this woman the next time she has bia after the 80 days to see dam achmas tashmish? 100%. That's not in dispute. Okay. Do I expect that to be dam tohor? Well, no, because I know that after day 80, it's not dam tohor. So if I expect you to see dam achmas tashmish, and I expect it's not going to be dam tohor she's going to see, how could you be teres? Simple kasha. It's a very simple kasha. Right? Says the crazy Uplesi, unless you say the following. Unless you say that the Shach understands this to be Midin Vestos. Right? In other words, if the Shach understands this to be Midin Vestos, since we're not Koveya of Veses, which is not so partial itself, we're not Koveya Veses during the Yimei Tohar, even though we're Machmir not to be Bol Adam Tohar, we're not Koveya Veses Bidam Tohar, which the crazy place says, that's not so partial itself, which we'll get to in a moment. But the Shach Shita then is very simple. The Shach is saying, okay, what would be the svara when a woman sees Da Machmas Tashmish three times to Aser? Veses. She's been Kovas Veses for Da Machmas Tashmish. If you tell me we're not Koveya Veses during the Yimei Tara, so then that can't be part of the Veses. And therefore, it would not count towards it. The crazy place, he is bothered by it, by the Shach, and he's cholik on the Shach Lahalacha, for a number of reasons. Crazy place, he's cholik on the Shach. Number one, he says, that's not so posh that we're not Koveya Vestos, be Yimei Tara. And he says, first of all, if you look at the various Shittas of Rishonim, it seems to be that the reason for it is that a woman is not Bodekes Yafa during Yimei Tara, because what should be Bodekes for? She's not checking, but our women do check, and therefore we paskin la halacha. There are vestos. They're not vestos kavuos, but vestos shenin kavuos, shenin kavuos, during the Yimei Tara. It would get very confusing if not. You know, if part of the education for couples when they're about to have their first baby, I just met with a couple last week that's expecting their first baby, so they want to know what to know. I said, you need to know Hilchos Nida, because you forgot it by now. You've had 9 months to forget it, so that's the first thing you got to know. You got to know Hilchos Nida. Then, on top of that, okay, I know when it kicks in, but you got to chazer the halachos, right? So, if you know, part of that conversation was, okay, there's no vestos for the next 80 days after a girl is born, and then you start, the confusion would be ad infinitum, right? Fusion would just be insane. But okay, send it to crazy place. And besides that, it's muchruch that even if this is a vesas, it's a different type of vesas. And I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you two ways. Number one, if this is midin vesas, okay, so what's the halacha by le yotzei lederech bonusamuch levesas? Meaning?
During afterwards? Meaning like you have a vest kavua, then you may later. You could just run with that afterwards?
So we treat it like a vest sheni kavua. Treat it like a vest sheni kavua. We're not treating like a vest as kavua. You're right, because otherwise you run with that afterwards. No. It would be very, very difficult to imagine a woman would be created vest as kavua and be later anyway. But Lu Yitzur, she would, we would treat like a vest sheni kavua. So we get a little confusing. But not, you know, not totally confusing. But again, says the crazy place like this. What's the halacha? A woman is onus samach leveses, bails yotze lederech. So we had the Gemara Yevamos. We spoke about it before. Chayav odom lifko to shishik yotze lederech. Afilu onus samach levesta. Right? Chayav lifko to zishta. So he says, so this woman should be allowed when bails yotze lederech. Right? And, you know, if they want to remain married, so let him get a job as a salesman. We go to the derech every couple of days, right? And then they're good. That's number one. Bali Yotze Lederech. Number two, he says, let me paint you a picture like this. What would be if, let's say, she was Roa Machmas Tashmish once, twice, and the third time, but the third time she became pregnant. She's Roa Machmas Tashmish once, twice, the third time she became pregnant. And now she's pregnant. What are the halachos of vestos for a woman who's visibly pregnant? One, she's muhzekes as a muberes. So she's becheskes musulek as damim. So if that's the case, this woman who saw dam once, twice, third time sees dam machmas tashmish, but happens to get lucky and become pregnant that time, she should be teres levayla. But we don't find the poskim saying that. The crazy place, he says, even if you assume that this din of roa machmas tashmish is a veses, it's different from other vestos. It's not like other vestos that have these kulos. It's different from other vestos, and therefore, for the shach to assume, I'll treat it like other vestos, it's not kovei veses, bimei tara, it's not true. And therefore, the crazy place is cholik. The no de Behuda, in Madura Tinyon and Simon Sadihei, was asked this same question. That is not mine. Madura Tinyon and Simon Sadihei, he was asked the very question that the shach and the crazy place he deal with, which is a woman who sees Da Machmas Tashmish during Yimei Tara. Vasher Shol Ba'isha Shetok Shmonim Nekeba, Rasa B'sholosh Tfilos, Tamid Acher Tashmish Osiyom. So this, I said, it's possible. It actually happened, apparently. Right? The questioner said, I had this Shaila Mamish came to me. She was Roa Machmash Tashmish three times during the 80 days. So he was smart enough to go to the Noda Behuda to ask the question. Right? Sometimes over the years, people used to ask me these kind of crazy questions. What would you do? What would you say? What would you paskin if this came in front of you? I said, I'd get on a plane and fly to Yerushalayim and go to Rav Yashiv. Like, what would I do? Mm-hmm. Who might have passed such a shaila? So you go there, right? So he went to the Rav Yehuda. He says, you saw the shach, okay. And so we don't answer. But he says, umaloso niskasha. The questioner, Rav Lozer, the Baal Or Chodosh, he had the same kasha the crazy place he had. Kaimel and Kirav, Demayan Echadu. So, imkein mabekach shu dam tor, that's chuchsa kamok loti machmas tashmish, and it's not going to make a difference. So, notably, a very interesting response. He says, v'kush damina shezez man rav yosem echamish v'abim shana b'yaldusi, amina bataima. I don't know how old he was when he wrote this tshuva. He says, 45 years ago, I said a svar in this. Kevin Shema Shenaseres Albaila Barosim Machmas Tashmi Tam Vesesu. Nobody's befair. She says that a woman is Asura Labaila when she's Roma Machmas Tashmish, Mitam Veses. The Omer Mesechus Nida, Dafil Rav, Dmayan Echodi, Afilhochi, Mime Tara Lime Tumo, Lo Kaba Veses. Because that Posh Etzli mode. She says, Nobody's double Posh to me like that. We pass like Rav, it's Mayan Echod. But also, Rav's Sak in the Gemara in Nida is that she's not kavaz veses from Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tara, says the Noda Behuda, but Reisi b'michtavo shehizkir shagon kreisi uplesi b'chibur lehilchos Nida cholak al shach b'zeh. But the questioner wrote to Noda Behuda, he said, you say that the kreisi uplesi argues on the shach. And he says, v'yan shadayin lo reisi ha-sefer ha-zeh. Never saw a sefer. It's amazing. You know, today, maybe not crazy you place it, but every mitzvah has got every sefer in the world. Never saw the sefer. So v'shalachti v'shaalti oso v'risi dvorov. Right. So he says. Seems he says I sent it to the Rebbeinu Snaibi, or we sent it to the holder of the sefer, and I saw what he said. V'nei ani eni zoz midaiti. Says no, I hold my ground. Right. He says that. The crazy place he asked, if it's a veses, so why isn't she muteres when the baal's yosel the derech? He says, I think it's Jariah. Not all poskim or maskim yosel the derech is muter betashmish, right? Even though matirim are only mati b'onus samach leveses. Veses kvul rega mechuvenes mamish, she muter b'yosel the derech, l'shamish rega, veses mamish lo shamana. We discussed this when we talked about Vestos, if you remember, earlier in the Zman, the last Zman, the Ramban Shita, that it could be the vesko sederabanan. That's legabe the day. Let's say, okay, she's kovaz avesas for this day, sometime during the day. That's vesko sederabanan. Let's say she's kovaz avesas mamish for 1:14 p.m. and 49 seconds. Right? And every month on the dot, Thursday, 4 weeks, 1:14, 49 seconds. So that 1:14, 49 seconds is d'oraisa. That's kfiyas mamish. And that we find a het there of tashmish according to many rishonim, bonus samach levesas, that's onus samach levesas, but mamish berega avesas, that's not. Roa machmas da machmas tashmish, that's mamish the rega avesas every time. That's 1:14 and 49 seconds. That's not, you know, 1:15 one time and 1:16 the next time. That's on the nose every time, the exact same action. That's number one. Number two says the know the Behuda. Stam, I think you're misreading the entire thing. Why? He says, look, what's the reason that the Chachomim were matir tashmish bichlal, or whatever krevos they were matir, biyotze l'derech? What's the svar for? Meaning, okay, chayev odom lifgores ishto kishiyotze l'derech, afilu bonus samach levesos. Why? Because she's mishto kekes lo, right? So as chayev l'malos choshka, l'had yilav abeneim, right? Because she's mishto kekes lo. He says l'had yilav abeneim. We saw Rishonim that said that the Sfarah was, we're afraid that she'll be mizan. It's a different cheshbon, right? He's saying, no, it's l'had yilav abeneim, right? And that's what's brought down the kids of Piskei Arosh, right? It says, if that's the case, so hatam hu lehovosa, right? Says you're trying to encourage them and trying to, you know, build this marriage. Build the marriage that you gotta destroy. You gotta get around. So that's what we're not trying to do. Says that's for sure. So to say that svara would not be a svara. And as far as the second question is concerned, that I, the crazy place he asked. So if it's a vetses, and she sees da machmas tashmish the third time and becomes pregnant that time, then it would turn out she's muteris during the days of her bimei bura. He says, yeah, you're right. In the chanami, you know, go find me a case, right? Right? In the chanami, shemutalo l'shamishimo, right? But if she's bimei bura to your machmas tashmish, it's a different cheshbon. But okay, you're right. Absolutely. That is the Noda Behuda here. He wants to argue that no, a roa machmas tashmish is absolutely a vesas. We're not going to be mati her when she's yotzei l'derech because of the fact, when she's yotzei l'derech rather, because we're not trying to be mar ba'ava b'nei. The Chazon Ish in Yerudei and Siman Pei Beis, the Chazon Ish has 1 second. Anochah. If we're matir the husband to live with the wife, but onus samach l'vesas because he's yotzei l'derech, because he wants to be mar ba'ava b'nei, means that clearly there's a license, there's an allowance to be matir, but onus samach levesas, right? Clearly. Okay, what's the reason? So I have to have a good enough reason, right? Good enough reason isn't that they decide they want to be mishamish, right? Okay, what's a good enough reason? He's yotz l'derek, she's mishtokek, I say, well, that's a good enough reason. So, kadesh lo tizgarish mibayel is not a good enough reason. Right? In other words, they should have a regular heter. That they have a heter only yotze l'derech. Fine. They should have a regular heter. So let's just garish mivayla. Well, you want to say, okay, we're going to limit the heter once a month, twice a month, three times, whatever you're going to, you can find the geder b'dover. Says the Chazon Ish, right? V'dayin inu maspik, the sharinim b'yotze l'derech roi l'hakel b'shvil shalot l'hotzi isha mivayla. Going to be makel for yotze l'derech. You certainly should be makel, not the yotze l'derech. V'yesh lomar the yotze l'derech samach levesta hu derech mikri yesh l'alka. So I'll tell you a very simple svar, right? Yotze l'derech. Okay. So what's the concern? It's onus samach levesta, and could be that you'll see dam. Why? Because the day that dam is going to come. Could be. Could not be. Aval im kol ha'ishus tiarak samach levesta v'adai roi l'hayachik ishus kazu. As opposed to, this is every time they have the at Samach Levesta. You're telling me okay, I can have a situation where they'll have a one-time, you know, it's like a one get out of Vesa's free card, right? So they can have a one-time Samach Levesta active bia, as opposed to every active bia Samach Levesta. That they wouldn't do. Vod, he says, furthermore, Haveses hi atashmish, chamir etzvei mi vetes shilzman. Right? He says, you could always say, okay, the Vesa's man, you know, what are the odds? The odds are strong. How strong? Well, I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Here, how strong? Well, this is the cause. It's 100%. So that they're not matir. And therefore the Chazon Ish says, they're not matir it, and it would be considered to be, he says, it still is. He's masking the other far, and the crazy places far, it's midin Vesa's. But it is not going to be allowed to prevent the Yotze Ish Mibailo, because of the fact that that's the cause of it. That you should know the Aruch HaShulchan, which is a very, very big tradition of Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says the entire thing is wrong. The entire thing is wrong. It can't be that this is midin Vesa's, and when the Tosfos uses the dimyon between this, let's say, and Ochel HaShum, etc., Tosfos just means to say that it's a three-time, not a two-time deal, but he doesn't mean to say it's a Vesa's. He says it's a Dover Poshut, that this is not a Vesa's, but it's a Din Del Raisa, Mitam Mukhzekes L'Ro Makmas Tashmish. Right? It says, V'Risi Mishim Istapik in Mukhzekes L'Ro Makmas Tashmish, R'Mi Ne Torah, R'Mi Ne Rabban. Right? I saw, there's someone, it's in Sif Katan Hay. I saw those who are Mesupak, it's Deraisa Derabbanim. U'Mokom HaSavik, who came into them, Mitam Vesa's, Im Kain, Ma'adik Ha'amon, the Vesa's Derabbanim, the Lomotim Ne Torah. Right? And Afaman, the Sovel, as Deraisa, so he raises the other question, which we didn't raise. Where's the argosha? That argosha, it's not the raisa, right? The af I argosha, and even if there was argosha, yet lishliklos by argosha's aver. So maybe it's not argosha, meaning he's using the svara of argosha's aver lekula. That if she has argosha, mehechadez it's a real argosha. Maybe it's a different argosha. So imkid ein kamer is the rabban. The Rambam shita. That subject derives the chumi derabbanon. It's only derabbanon. Vod pilpul ubezeh, right? Says the no the Yehuda. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Lanir is dait dinir de'en kan sofek klal. Devaday ister min haTorah kidemash mi pashtius hashas va'poskim. Right? The Kfar Birayim de'en to beget the vestos klal. Says it's not vestos, right? It's nothing to do with Vesa's Rabban and Vesa's Deraisa. This woman's dam is Muzekes to have dam. She's Muzekes to be a need every time you have Tashmish. That's not Midin Vesa's. No, the Nod Behud Shita is clearly Vestos. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. He says, absolutely not. This is not a Din Vestos Bichlal. It's a Stam a Din Chazaka. And therefore, she is going to be also Midil Raisa. Well, I will tell you, the Aruch HaShulchan is very strong like that. Mm-hmm. The Aruch HaShulchan is probably is Lashita, so he says, Hargashos, you know, all women have Hargashos, they just don't know it, right? But it's a big chiddush, because the Chora, the Kresi Uplesi and the Shach, and the Nodi Yehuda are saying, it's Midin Vestos. It's Midin Vestos and not Midin Muzekos, although you have to ask yourself why. Meaning, the Aruch HaShulchan is offering a very simple svara, that if this woman is muhzekas to be in need every time is tashmish, so why shouldn't that be a dil raisa din that she is asura min atorah?
You'd have to go back by bestus. Why isn't every best a chazaka de raisa? And your best really is a chazaka. So whatever reason you're going to answer that, you have to see whether it
makes right. Good.
If you're going to say that the chazanish, it's because like shinoi avir and stuff like that. So maybe here you don't have that.
Right. Okay. Could be that there's various shinoyim. Could be, like we saw before in the Nod B'Yud himself, that there's a chiluk between a moment in time versus the onus samach levesta. In other words, you could argue the reason why it's not d'oraisa is because nehecha teisa she's muhzekas to sidam this minute. But if she's taka muhzekas to sidam this minute, then it won't be d'oraisa. So could be that that's the Aruch HaShulchan svara to argue that if you can pinpoint the exact minute, so not only is it midin Vesa's, but that would make for sure Vesa's Del Raisa, which true is wouldn't bother the Nod B'Yudah, he holds that the Onus Samach Levesta's Del Raisa anyway. So that wouldn't frustrate the Nod B'Yudah, because he holds that the Onus Samach Levesta's Estam is a Del Raisa Din Bichlal, and there still would be an allowance at times for a Yotze L'Derech. Okay. Speaking of Yotzei Lederach, it's time.
Go ahead, Rabbi.
I'm pretty sure that Sam Pfeiffer, who was masked in Yehuda, wanted to therefore say that actually it can't be that we would actually be master Tashmish. He was.